From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi, everyone. The question, what forms of communication work best in times of change? My answer is all forms, as long as you remember the importance of over-communicating. You really need to use all forms, and you need to understand that information is currency in times of change. People are curious, they're concerned, they want answers to the questions that face them during times of change. And they don't want to be surprised, they don't want to be blindsided, they hate that. They certainly don't want to be marginalized, to be some of the people who didn't know while others did. There are some things that managers sometimes forget during times of change. For example, you've probably been on the front lines. You may have been involved in the planning. You've heard about the ideas earlier. You've had a chance to process all of that. It might have been something that scared you. You dealt with the fear. You worked through your emotions. Could have been something that excited you, and you're really eager to talk about it. You've been ahead of the curve. And by the time you deliver the information about change to people, sometimes you're sick of thinking about it. And that's when they're just beginning to talk about it and to ask all of their questions. The more important the change, the richer your communication should be. Now, what do I mean by rich? Well, rich communication refers to the number of cues that are involved in the communication. Your voice, your presence, your body language, your tone, your openness to interaction, to questions and answers. When you think about it, rich communication isn't an email or a memo. That's flat. It's not interactive, and people can't necessarily read the tone, and too often they're filled with management speak. That's not helpful in times of change. I said before, use every form of communication. That means a big meeting exists so that you can do a couple of things. One, prove that you're willing to stand before everyone at one time and be open to questions, and to make sure that everybody hears the same answer. But something interesting happens in meetings. When you're looking out over that group, I want you to assume that there's a thought balloon over everyone's head. And in that thought balloon, there's one question. What does all this mean to me? But they may not be asking that in a public forum. That's why, after a big meeting, you and perhaps your deputies need to work the room, to go one-on-one with people, to be available for the questions that they might not have been comfortable asking in a large group. Big meetings, small groups, written communication, conference calls, repeating the information. In fact, research on change says that if you don't keep repeating the message, it's going to get in the way of that message sinking in, and it will decelerate your change. I really liked something that Daniel Pink in his book To Sell as Human talked about. He talked about the Pixar pitch. It was something that he learned from Pixar Communications. One of the people there on staff said that many of the Pixar movies had a framework that went like this. Once upon a time, every day, one day, because of that, until finally. Now, that form, those six ideas, once upon a time, every day, one day, because of that, and until finally, is the essence of a great story. And storytelling is important in change. So imagine, let's put that to work. It would be something like this. Once upon a time in this office, every department kept its own files. And every day, people who had a question about something happening in another department had to call them or go over there to physically ask the question and check out the files. One day somebody said, "Can't we link up some of this internal information on our computers?" And because of that, we looked into it. We realized that it would take some work, some expense, and some training. But because of that, we set up a plan to put it into action and go through all that training and a little bit of difficulty. But we worked on it until finally we've got a system now that we just take for granted, and everybody knows what's going on, even if it's in another department. That's the Pixar pitch. That's the kind of story that you can tell when you're imagining what a future would look like. Make sure that you over-communicate in times of change. I'm Jill Geisler. Thanks for tuning in.
you.